Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
On your shit podcast. Hey guys, it's like 30 plus days into 2020, but we feel like there are some things that we need to check off our list, and so because of that, we bring you 20 things to dare in 2020. It's On Your Shit podcast with Red, Q, and Sell the Bomb.
Me, I'm going there. All right, let's go.
2020 is here, and we're not starting 2020 in a sober mood. We're going full wild crazy. If you've listened to our previous podcast, you know that we are hitting it hard. But on this episode, we feel like we want people to have a vision for 2020, and so we bring you 20 things today in 2020. Do you dare? Anyway, we'll get right into it. Number one on the list of 20 things is write a book. Q.
I'm just gonna write a book.
Will you write a book in 2020?
I mean, looking at the timeline of what I've, you know, decided to do and everything, I don't think like writing a book is part of it. But I would want to write it someday. I really, really want to, you know, own my own biograph or something, like in a book where people can read it.
So an autobiography.
Yeah, something like that. Right. You know. So yeah.
Like the one that KCRP has done.
Yeah. That. But I hear it's really dope.
What's the difference? Autobiography and biography.
Auto, you are alive. Biography, you are dead.
Okay. So which one do you want?
She said auto, right? You want to be alive, right?
So, yeah. That is your autobiography.
Yeah,
so
the autobiography. That's what I want to get. Maybe somewhere around 40 or 30.
Memoirs of Q.
Nah. You are suggesting a title.
Memoirs.
The what?
Or the man behind.
Memoirs or something. It's, I think it's commonly used.
Me to the guy who has.
Okay, then the face.
Like, it's really cool.
It's really common. The soul behind the face.
Oh,
that's the story.
Are you like deep and all that?
The soul behind what?
The face.
The face. Like it's deep.
Yeah, because I'm really deep. Like really, really deep. Like so deep.
Pun intended or not pun intended?
How deep do you think this pun is?
Alright, this is where I log out.
So. Yeah, because no, we're trying to make this as light as possible because these 20 things are very important. So in between, we might fool around, but like we're still sticking to the mission. Yeah. So Sel, would you write a book? Are you writing a book? Have you written a book?
Have I written a book? No. Will you write a book? Will I write a book?
Yes.
I can't tell yet. I wish I could know the processes as to like what goes into writing a book.
But you write.
Yeah, so I shock.
Writing, you know, is different from like
writing
a book. Yeah, you know, you are the right person to tell us. You are the one who edits books, like correct books, like
number one, book. Get a story. Uh-huh. Number two, have a plot. Think about your characters, the setting, the time, the event. Get a sequence of events and then just write. So would you write a book? You really are an awesome writer, you know.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh shit! Dito!
So would you write a book, Sel?
People have mentioned that to me before. I've had thoughts about it before.
Why are you laughing? Nobody has told you to write a book.
Yeah, okay.
Let me just reply. People have mentioned that to me before. I've had thoughts about it before, mm. but I haven't decided as to when to actually do this. So I can't actually say no now. Maybe
2020 might just be your year.
Yeah, like you're saying. So I may start this year.
What?
I may. I'm not too sure yet. I'm saying I may. And then we'll see what happens later. So it's not a no for me, and it's not really a yes to us as well.
I wanted to ask him something. I
don't know. Sure, ask him.
What would be your focus? Like,
because he would do an autobiography, right? What so what would you do?
Yeah. And what will it be about anyway? Like, if that's the first.
Well, if he says autobiography, he would say it's about him.
Yeah. No, you see.
But what would you write?
I like to inspire people. You know, growing up, one thing I thought I could do was to be a motivational speaker, speak to people and help them change their mind.
I believe you can actually do it with your story and everything.
Yes, to make positive decisions.
Talk shit, boy.
To make positive decisions, like, you know, that is one thing I feel I could do, because when I hear people tell their stories, like, especially the sad ones, I get touched. I'm like, oh, so maybe I can also do something similar. And then impact people. So
we call that the it will be an pathos.
Yes, an inspirational book. So maybe it will be about like me achieving something, then me talking about how I achieved that, so that people can have my book as a blueprint to also do something. You know, not giving up and all those things. Right. Not necessarily about myself, but
right.
Okay. I mean, I started writing a couple of years ago. I haven't finished them. So I probably will continue. It's actually on my to-do list for 2020. So this was for January. So January has ended and some of the things I haven't done. But then this is for February. So read a book, go to church, start writing. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, of course. So it's part of my hopes for 2020, February.
The, like the question we all asked, what would your book be about?
Fiction, fantasy. I think I enjoy that too. And I feel like Ghana, all the fantasy stuff are about witches taking people's boyfriends or someone's mother. I think we can do so much more with fantasy because it's part of our culture. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one you've started writing, have you figured out a title for it yet?
Yes, I have.
It's exclusive.
It's Kekeli. That's the title.
Right. Kekeli is someone's name, or?
Yeah.
That's like your name, I should think.
No, it's not my name, but that's the title of the book. So the book will be Kekeli.
Sauce.
Yeah.
That means a lot, though.
Yeah.
Kekeli.
Yeah.
Kekeli.
If you, anyway. If you know, you know.
Ish. Number two. Number two is to go on a date. Now, okay, we must let you know that we're getting this info from like an old graphic. We're not sure what graphic it was, but anyway.
I think it's the BFT.
Okay, so.
So shout out to the Business and
Financial Times. It was by Bernard Kelvin Clive. Anyway, number two is go on a date, and it says, yeah, either married or single, you can just pick a location to go spend some quality time with yourself, your spouse, your fiancé, or family. It makes a lot of difference. So he says, yeah, yourself. So, I mean, yeah, I will go on a date with myself. I will also go on a date with a special someone. So yeah. So definitely 2020 is the year of going on dates.
We are already in February.
Yeah.
Have you gone on a date before? Because you know.
January I've gone on two dates already in February in January. Mm. Yeah.
So basically, this will be your year of dates.
Yeah, it's going to be my year. 2020 is the year of dates. Year of other things, because you know I'm turning 25 and we're all excited. But yeah, for me, I'm definitely going on dates. I have already started. I don't know about how's my brothers here.
How's it been?
It's been lit.
Wait. Isn't it January? Yeah, you remember the other time that we were, you know, doing the podcast without
she wasn't around.
Yeah.
Hey, please, that was in 2019. Forget 2019.
Yeah, that was
Shame on you. But yeah, this is what's it called? A foreshadowing to the year. So foreshadowing here, because we said we want to write a book, foreshadowing here is when you say something that predicts or talks about the future. Mm. So it's the opposite of flashback. So Q here is foreshadowing that I will not be available for a lot of podcasts. Because I'm going to get my freak on!
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so Q, will you be going on dates with yourself? Because we know you're single.
Why are you rude?
I love you too.
Alright, so...
He doesn't want to go on a date with me, so...
No, the thing is, 2020. So 2020, going on dates. I haven't gone on a date in January yet. And I'm still single.
He's ready to mingle.
But I'm, you know, ready to have like
the one
conversations and all that. But yeah, I know that this year I'm going to go on dates. Like, I'm going to just explore, I guess. And yeah, let's see what happens. But also, it doesn't mean that like I'm going to have sex or anything.
Just
good conversation.
Please,
good,
let me tell you, I'm not having sex.
Well, you say that.
Yeah, so I'm saying it now. I'm not going to have sex. Yes.
Okay, all right. So with all seriousness, this year I'm going to explore more. So going on dates with myself and
with friends, with family.
Friends and with family.
We all should go on a date. Let's be fast.
And for Kiel, it's something he does, I think, often. Because last year, I remember last year, you went on a trip all by yourself to...
Exactly. Yeah.
So and last year too, he bought himself cakes. Not one cake, cakes for himself. Full cakes, not slices, to eat.
Wait, I don't know.
And he sends me pictures. Are you serious? Yeah, dates. You're treating yourself.
It doesn't matter where you go.
Yeah, it's about what you do to yourself that matters. So what did you do to yourself after you ate your cakes?
No, I just... No, it was just cakes. Come on. And it was a good time, but like...
You know I bake. Would you love to eat my cake? Finish it. Anyway. So...
I don't know why this... I feel so tense right now. I can't speak. Yeah, right. Let's go.
So what? Anyway. So, self. Mm-hmm. Go on a date.
Are your cakes still available?
Date talk! Okay.
We'll talk about it later. Because, I mean, I've already offered a slice to someone. He's been running around. Anyway.
So, Sil, will I go on dates this year? I think, yes, I will. Before the year ended, one of my resolutions was to, I don't go out. I'm always indoors. I stay
to
my, you know, that thing. But I want to change that this year. So, obviously, I'm going to be doing dates. But I don't know with who. I like to treat myself good anyway. So, maybe it will be a lot more of a date with myself. I have not thought of with people yet. But if you're out there listening and you think we can go on a date, I'm open.
Wait, so are you like saying that you don't have any special one that, you know, you go on a date with? Or you plan on going on a date with?
I don't have plans of going on a date with anyone special. Not really. Not exactly. But if it comes, fine.
Okay, I don't know why this is, why you are laughing, but
I'm laughing because he says he's not sure if you'll go on a date with someone special, but if it comes right. But anyway,
okay,
so you, your turn.
Three, travel, go on a tour. Now, this is where, you know, my thing was supposed to come in. Last year, I made some conscious effort to travel out, like, not travel out, but go outside Accra. Have a special connection with nature and all that. So I think I'm going to do that more this year. I'm going to make sure that at least I can go with my goons, you know, those I'm here with.
Yo, would it be a 3-day trip?
It's going to be a shit trip.
Yeah. We'll be on our shit. We'll be smoking shit.
We can have a special edition, you know, like.
Yeah.
You know that thing's wild. Like,
In Q's bedroom. Just the three of us. Because to be soundproof.
We can go to Western region. There's like.
Hey, it's foul. A nice Western beach. Region.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway you think it's like close to the beach or.
Yeah,
like,
Sogakopan. It's so close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it is.
Western region is.
It's farther than Sogakopan. You know it's true. The floors are higher. Western region. How many regions
do like
you
pass through? Like
it's so like, true, say right? Something about Sogakopan. Why wouldn't you go?
For real though, like there are nice places.
Yeah,
Sogakopan Beach Resort, really? Holy possible. Trinity it's Health possible. Spa, Villa Cisneros. Shout outs to all of these people, man.
Yeah. If it's going to be like a 3-day thing, it's going to be like little.
No,
yeah,
we can
late.
Start from somewhere.
Yeah.
We can start from Soga.
Yeah.
Or maybe come and edit Soga, then we come to we come back to Accra.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad idea.
It is.
Maybe this year we'll introduce our YouTube.
Yeah, so I was really thinking about that. Like, you know, I was gonna ask if you guys don't mind.
Why are you moving back and forth, Q?
Let me just be quiet. But, you know, I don't. Do you guys mind if we do like a video, you know, cut or a video version of that? So, like the YouTube thing that you were saying and everything?
We'll think about it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Okay, so you.
Would you be traveling?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know where.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, this year I'll be traveling. I'm quite sure about it, but I don't know where yet.
Oh, okay, now I catch the drift. So
you have travel like this year. I want to travel a lot this year, so.
Okay, Red, what about you?
Yes, I hope to travel. I hope to go somewhere else apart from my hometown, because that's where I always go every August. Maybe I'll change it. Maybe I'll get to go somewhere else.
Where did you come from?
Mafe.
Oh, okay.
Where is Mafe?
It's in the Volta region. It's in the Tong district. Anyway, so yes, I hope to travel. I want to explore. I want to go to Ada. I want to see Aqua Safari. I want to see. You know, it'll be fine. I mean, I don't want to go near where Castro drowned. But
is that a shame?
Then if you don't want to go there, then I don't think you're going to enjoy your trip in Ada, because it's that area where, like.
Okay, then I'm going. Maybe I'll find Castro. Anyway.
Oh.
So yeah, I want to travel.
Okay, now let's move to 4. These are like pretty, you know, basic things that everybody. I mean, if you are working, you can just do it. So, okay, 4.
Learn a language, yes or no? Yes for me.
No.
We're speaking Dutch. That's why. You?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Why?
I want to be international, so I want to learn si, French.
No? Tu parles français?
Oui. Wait, is the French that you want to learn?
I
want to parler français. I want to speak in Dutch. I want to learn the Italiano. I want to do other things with the love language.
Which one is the love language?
French. Really, nigga?
Yeah.
All right.
French, Spanish, and Italian.
Yes, a language. Yes, for me. I would like to learn.
Me, no.
Why?
Because I'm not ready. I think I'm like okay now.
You're okay with what? What language
with
can
the
you
English
speak?
That with the English that I'm speaking.
I'm sure you're okay.
Two by three. No, but like, you know, yeah, that. For now.
Number 5. Go back to school. Yes or no? Yes. No.
Yes. I want to go back to school.
Okay. Yes, so I want to go back to school. Why? But it takes money to go back to school, man.
Yeah, that too. Fam.
Yeah.
But you could write an SAT or GRE or something.
No, like I don't want to write SAT or GRE.
Alright, then I guess I
can. You can go to school like without SAT or GRE.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that too.
But
okay.
Yeah. So, I want to go back to school. No, I don't have the money. In case you're listening and you feel like sponsoring me because you like the way I talk. Yeah, you really should hit us up. I have a very bright future. Very, very bright future. So, if you don't know, you cut this thing out.
Will I
go back to school?
By peer pressure, I have to say yes. Because if I say no, right now, it will be like, hey, sell off. So yes, me too, I want to go to school.
What do you want to study in school?
Yeah, that was awesome.
What do I want to study in school? Oh, maybe something around PR, international politics, something related to the media, any of those things.
Okay.
What about you, Q?
Yeah, I want to go back to school.
No, what do you want to study?
I want to do something on marketing. I have like dreams or aspirations of lecturing one day, having like a lazy job or something, you know.
Lecturing is not a lazy job.
It actually is. some people have a lot of knowledge,
so you have. So
I want to do something.
And you can't go and stand there, just don't know what to say.
No, but like I want to do something on digital marketing, and I know it's a big thing now.
Are you lazy?
Because
you said my lazy mind
is
job.
Not. My mind is not, but just the whole. You know, moving around, trying to like, so let's say if you're doing service and like all the other things that go into a proper like job, okay, I would want to travel more often and you know, just have
so you want a job
space.
That
would,
like,
yeah,
the lecturing will not let you travel more.
You know, I have a feeling that path or that study path is made up in a way that you can move from one university to the other.
Yeah, so it means because that you have to be that not, kind of, not a resident not a lecturer with any school.
Yeah, kind of. So like,
so you need to have your PhD. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Like a research,
I mean,
like a
yeah.
research fellow. You go.
Yeah,
to
so you be researching. Yeah. Then it's not a lazy job because you are going to really work.
Well, I know my lectures were lazy when we were talking. And
yeah, that's why they were your lectures.
You know. I mean, Really, I never done anything to you.
Yes, you have. Should we get into it?
No. It's
number 6. Start a business, aka side hustle. Yes, I've already started that, and I'm waiting for my money. If you are the one, please bring my money.
Okay.
What about you?
Side business, yes. What?
Yes, you started. Yes, you're going to start.
I've started. I'm going to do more.
Yeah.
That's great. Yes, I've also started.
Hey, have you?
I mean, I don't
What's
know.
What's your
what
side
you
hustle? Give shout outs to your side hustle.
So
stable, you are shaking.
I don't even know. You do realize that.
Shout outs to my side hustle. I edit people's books, I write scripts, I do anything that has to do with writing, copywriting and stuff. If it's in my timeline, I'll do it for you pronto. I do CVs to edit and stuff, upgrades and stuff. Shout outs to my hustle. Shout outs to yours, Suki. What is your hustle?
So I currently have a podcast app. I create podcasts and you know, I just let people listen to the content that I produce. Yeah, so but there is it's not profitable now. I'm still looking for it to get more, you know, deals so I can pay people, I guess.
I like the way you say pay people. Yeah, he pointed at us. Number 7, adopt a child. Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Why?
I haven't finished adopting myself. I mean, like, seriously. Shout out to all those who adopt children. There are lots of children in the world that need parents and that need a proper loving hand to guide them through the world. Unfortunately, I haven't finished parenting myself, so I can't be that person. But in the future, sure. But 2020, no. So,
can I adopt a girlfriend?
It's a child. Unless you're a pedophile. And
yeah.
No, in that sense. So, if child, I don't think I have what it takes to adopt a child right now. So.
Okay. But this is funny. So he puts in his article that your adoption may just be to cater for the needs of someone's child. So you don't really need to adopt the person's child.
If that is it, like catering for somebody, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's me possible. Too. I'm fine. I already cater for you. You know yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Adopt a child? No, because currently I'm not financially stable. Yes. So I don't think I can accommodate somebody else. Yeah.
Okay. Next thing is to start a family.
Why? Is this guy, like, trying to depress us or something?
Start a family, yes. 2020 might be the year I start a family. Fingers crossed.
Ooh.
What about you guys?
Are you seeing someone?
No.
So how will you start a family if you're not
You don't need to see yet? Someone to start a family. Just need sperm and an egg fertilized. It's quite simple, guys.
Okay. All right. You say so.
Any one of you could be the guys who would fertilize the egg. Just saying.
No. So it means I'm going to start a family too?
No.
Ah, okay.
My fault, sorry. So, start a family. So,
I'm not ready.
I can make you ready.
I'm not ready.
Ready, says go. Pew, 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 pew.
Why are you ready?
It's a lot of responsibilities.
It is, isn't
that
it?
That comes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the young people who have started families, though. It's a lot of work.
It's, you know, when you start family, it makes you more sound. There are certain things you don't do again because you know you're a family man. So I can't wait to start a family anyway, but I don't think I'm ready to start a family in 2020. But if it happens by chance, God deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we do have children, we will take care of them. We'll not, like, forsake them or abort them or anything. So, yeah, if it happens, sure. If it doesn't, too, we move, right?
Yeah. I mean, are you
saying yeah? Are you sure if you impregnate someone?
No, he's not saying yeah too. I'm sure.
What?
Should you impregnate someone now? Would you allow the person to have
say
a
special
child?
Someone?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as of now, I will because some time ago I was talking in another podcast and I told them about some, you know, wild shit that happened when I was in uni back then.
It wasn't on this podcast.
No. Okay. It wasn't on this. I got invited to do another podcast.
You impregnated someone?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't think I'm ready to start a family, but if I'm to get someone pregnant, I'll take care of it. I'll step up. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is to plant trees. This guy's list is a little...
Yeah, it's just some
strange.
Way. We could skip some.
So it's a day, like, challenge.
Yeah.
Will you
plant
it?
Yeah.
So you need, like, yes or no?
Yeah, I'll plant trees.
Definitely. So I'm not ready, okay.
Where?
In my house. We have so much land.
Okay.
Nope.
You don't have
Because I rent... a room, so yeah. I don't have any
land. Come plant it to your distance back here.
Yeah, but now it doesn't matter whether they have.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna have a balcony soon, but like,
hey.
I don't think I would.
We are talking about trees, so no flowers.
wait, is that plant trees? Oh, okay.
Well, they are dwarf trees. They are dwarf trees, so yeah, you can actually have a
dwarf
tree in your balcony.
Yeah, that's
don't mind cell shape.
Yeah. I'll plant trees this year. I have some piece of land in my village, in some places. So maybe when I visit the next time.
That's a sound. Number 10, run a marathon. Yes, Weight loss 2020, it fits perfectly for me. Yes. Q.
Nope. Because, nope. I'm just going to be tired.
Wait. Yeah, he's so serious.
But he's speaking of...
No, he said that he's going to be tired. What are you going to be tired of? You'll be too tired to run, or you are going to be tired of running?
I'll be tired of running. Like, I mean, I'm...
And so
I'm
you run, sure. But you'll be tired. So you run.
I mean, I'm saying that the whole idea of running...
It's tiring you already.
It's just like, you know... I was going to say some really dumb shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never mind.
Don't be dumb.
It's our podcast.
And now people are abroad. Shout out to the people in US who reached out to me over their Chance podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing it. And I really do love you.
Yeah.
I won't.
Why?
Why?
I don't have the strength for it.
Seriously. You see?
But he said it. Yes, I'll run a marathon because I think it will be fun. We don't have to win the marathon and cross the finish line.
So are you...
But imagine three of us running and joking and laughing at people and then stopping because we are tired and just looking at people pass by us and then say, okay, fuck it, we're going to walk the rest of the... That would be so fun.
I will run. I'll be drinking Milo.
I think we'll run if our trip gets to come off.
I think when we go, we should find some. We should add fitness to it. Jog, find somewhere.
I mean, we can jog, right?
No, marathon is different.
Yeah,
which one is marathon?
Marathon is the long. No, so you can do it. The few of us can do a marathon, but it's a long distance.
It's just like cross country. Yeah. It can be like 5K and above.
We can try and go somewhere. I don't think it's going to be.
But listen, where I used to live at, right? There was a lot of, times where people would do a marathon and everything.
Yeah.
They will start from Nungwa, which is the other stretch of Accra, to Dansoma.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be long. But people don't always go all the way. Sometimes you...
Look,
you,
people
you,
even you die on the road. Okay, not die, but just like...
You can start at Nungwa. If you're passing Labadi, you finish at Labadi, you're tired, you just drink water and be walking the rest of the way. The thing about marathon is, what are you trying to prove? You don't need
to
prove. No, marathon, you don't have to prove. Anyway, go on a retreat. According to the guy, find a serene place. It's like a trip. Find a serene place to meditate and have deeper soul searching.
Yes.
Pray and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, why?
I need it.
Me too. I need it. Yes.
Wait, what did the guy say?
It's a, like to go out of town and find a serene place to meditate and have a deeper connection with your soul and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I do it. No, like
I was about to say, it wasn't different from what you did last
year. I mean, I normally disconnect from the real world, you know.
Yeah, we all do, don't you? Oh no, someone doesn't.
Mine, now I do.
Oh, that's nice.
But you didn't realize some people have premeditated like motives in doing that.
Me, I do it.
It's calculated.
I do it for like a week. What about the virtual world? I do it totally. My phone is somewhere.
That one is depression.
No, actually, I do it because, like, there's this like. I don't know, it's just nice for me. Sometimes I even still do it unintentionally during the weekend. So my phone will be somewhere, and then by the time I realize it's Sunday, and then I have to.
There's been a couple of times that, you know, like my texts have, you know,
had but to. But the conscious one, the one that you
Like what I'm saying, you know that you want to take your time out and then disconnect because it's intentional. And I think you do that to plug into the real life.
The real world.
Start talking to people more.
It's one of the reasons why if Ghana should try the Big Brother Ghana thing, I'll go. Because me, I see it as a way to disconnect from your world and join another world for something.
You do realize that place is hell, right?
It's a different world. So if you're disconnecting from the real
world. Hey, have you gone to hell before that you know the place is hell?
No, we watch it on TV. We get people slapping people and like people cursing people out and all that.
He's going to allow himself to be slapped.
I mean,
he will not find himself in that situation where
I don't know. I'm sure someone will find himself. Yeah, I mean, I won't lie about it. Because if I'm to be emotional, I know you're talking about me. If I'm to be emotional, right, and I'm allowed to feel the way I feel, I won't go to that extent.
Somebody.
I won't go to that extent. Okay, but I would have to voice or say something that I'll regret because
I
don't think that would be healthy for me. But if it would be healthy for you,
It's healthy if you have emotional pain and then you put it out. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yes.
Is that a farm? Yes.
This year, no.
No, I can't manage it.
They said start, they didn't say manage.
If you start, you can't manage it. It will die.
But
you
started. Actually, we
have... You can have just two crops
in
a, let's say, like in a bucket.
Yeah.
Or in a bowl, and then you can just start. Yeah. Okay. But me, no, because I'm still living in someone's house. I rent an apartment.
Still what?
I'm still living in someone's house.
You're still living in someone's house.
Yeah, but when
you're still living.
Phonetics
are big.
But yes, I'm renting a house now, so I can't like, yeah,
create
okay.
a farm. Yeah, what cool. about you still?
Well, I can start a farm.
Right. Okay. Acquire a land. Is it correct English? Acquire a piece of land.
Yes. If the money comes, yes.
2020, if the money comes, yes.
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
If the money doesn't come to
I want
remove.
To.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Volunteer.
To?
Just volunteer to do anything.
I think I want to.
Service to God, service to man, doesn't matter.
That's what I mean, so I don't mind. It's just me being
it
myself.
Is?
Yes, I do volunteer.
I need you to volunteer to do something for me.
What is that? If my religion or what I believe in will allow me,
it will allow you. It will allow
fine.
You.
Just
volunteer.
Yeah, volunteer. What about volunteer. You, Q? I have a feeling you say.
Yeah, 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 I want to. Yes, I want to volunteer to something you know worthy.
Yeah,
of course.
Volunteer your time, your money.
Yeah. So, I want to do something food related, like help, somebody bring it. My food. I'm saying that yes. So I would want to help somebody, you know, put out some food like buffet or party or something. I'll be a waiter.
Okay.
Like
so
I'll
be a chef
because yes.
I know you can't cook for the world.
You're going to put me in a deep. You know I can learn, right? Even on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, learning how to cook.
Yeah. It's volunteering, so you are going to help you. You're not going to do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
So
I think it'll be great.
Okay, compose a song. Yes or no?
Nah. Please no.
Why?
I don't know.
On your shit, on your shit, on your shit, on your shit.
Language theme song.
She just composed a song.
On your shit, let's talk shit. On your shit podcast.
This is really good. Yeah, I can even use it for the beginning of the whatever.
Yeah, cool. She just composed a song.
Yeah, so she take that one. I finished. 2020. It's your turn. It's your turn.
Nah, no, but
no,
okay,
I thought I couldn't
anyway.
Compose a song, but listening to you now.
So
yes,
try
I will, but maybe no.
No, no, it'll be fine. Just try. Let's see.
I should try composing
yeah.
a song.
Yeah. Just go
you
with
can
it.
Rap, though, if you want to.
You say compose song. You say compose rap. I can continue.
A rap and.
Isn't it the same?
I should compose
there's
a song.
Rap song and a song.
About what?
Anything. On your shit. Okay, let's try out for on your shit. On your shit.
So you want us to fulfill this
yeah.
task? Like right
yeah,
here.
On your shit. Let's do it.
You know what I'm not doing, right?
No, I don't know that. Continue.
Do so I do.
No,
nah,
let's all do it. Q,
because
please do
how,
it.
How
no.
am I going to sing?
No, we're know. Just going to do on your shit. So you can just do like
use your shit. Use
if I,
okay.
Let me change my own. On your shit. On your shit. On your shit. Shit. On your shit. We can talk shit. On your shit. Let's talk all shit. Right. On your shit. On your shit. On
you
your shit. Shit. Shit.
Okay. So you know.
Sell. Let's go. Ready? Go.
Sell on your shit.
Yo, let me, you've done it.
No,
I
know it's not fair.
I
need to get that. Do some.
Sell on the shit. Sell on the shit.
You can't use my
team. We are on the shit.
Okay, cue your turn.
Talk your shit. On your shit. Isn't the same thing? No, okay. Let me just
yeah.
try something else. Okay. Talk your shit. Oh wow.
We are in for a brief moment of noise. Or should
really
I
crazy.
Say cacophony?
This is crazy.
Okay, next
yeah,
one is to start your personal library. Yep. So.
Personal library?
Yep.
Oh, I've already started.
Me too. That's why I said yep. What about you, Q?
Not yet, but I want to. So
sure.
This year I will.
Okay, yeah. Next one is to grow your assets, which is to invest in something financially.
Literally.
Yep. Literally. I have been putting this off. I need to. So, yes.
Yes.
Cute.
No. Hey, wait. Yes. Hey. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. What are we talking? Like, I think currently I don't have
yeah.
anything that I'm like. I want to, but I want to because.
So, yeah, 2020.
Yeah,
like
so 2020. I'm looking forward to start an investment.
Read more books. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though I haven't started, but yes.
Learn a skill. Yep. It's on my list. Hey, it's so amazing. Eh? It's on my list. Read books, learn a skill. It is.
You saw this before you realized. Okay,
no. No, but like, it wasn't because of it. I didn't even realize it was here. It's all here.
So, what skill do you want to learn?
Photoshop.
Oh,
And then I just recently downloaded Adobe Rush, so it allows you to edit videos on your phone. It's supposed to be simpler than Adobe Premiere Pro. Yeah.
Okay. So learn a skill.
Yeah.
Yes. What skill will I learn? Maybe Photoshop as well.
Yeah. What about you, Kim?
Learn a skill. Sounds on my mind. I want to learn a skill. Why am I thinking deep? I want to learn how to drive, if it's a skill.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I want to learn how to drive, because I'm not driving.
Sure. Last one, before I do it 20, can you imagine? Give anonymously. Yep.
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 Wait, why do you want to give anonymously?
I already give anonymously, so I'll just continue.
Okay. Yeah, I want to give anonymously, but I don't know.
There's some blessing that comes with it, and it's so nice, because when you receive the blessing, you know, in your heart, that it's because of that one.
You know those things that you, when you sit in, okay, so I pick a trustee. So when you sit in a trustee and you are like,
that's not giving anonymously.
So what do you people mean by giving anonymously?
Like, because I don't know them anyway. Something or somebody wants something. Anonymously means nobody knows.
Okay, I've done it before, but yeah, this year I want to do it before I pay my tithes and everything. I want to do that.
Okay.
Give anonymously.
I said yes.
Okay. So we have reached the end.
Mm-hmm.
That was fast.
But how do you make me like...
Hey, this guy doesn't want us to end.
No.
My week has been good. It's been an interesting week. Hopefully it gets better next week. What about you, sir?
Yeah, it's been good as well. It's been good. I had a good week.
Yeah. We've had fun this week. What about you, Q? Yes, we have. What? How about you, Q?
This week don't make sense for me. So I'll try next week.
So why can't you share?
I don't know. I just like it doesn't make sense. Something was hitting me randomly. I don't know. But it's going to be long. So we'll continue next week, right?
So you can crack the ice. You can say it like, oh, not to like go into it. Like,
okay, not Friday. Details, right? So sometime back, like Tuesday or something. Yeah, Tuesday.
This week, Tuesday.
Yeah, this week, Tuesday. I was in a car coming to work, and I was thinking about some random things. Back in 2015, when I was doing my service, I met somebody, and I was kind of interested in it. But the person was, like, being nice and all that. So I thought, you know, we were all, like, on the same level or whatever. Then she invited me to church. So I got to church, to her church, and then I saw this other guy. But you see that thing that your intuition tells you that this person is kind of like with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So your energy just drops.
I get it.
That shit. Like, you know, like you came in with that.
You thought you had a chance.
Yeah, like a big, because they've invited you to church and everything. Like, you know, you just go in there, you're like, oh, the man.
There's someone else.
So then you see the guy and like your energy just drops. And the guy's language to you is like some way, not the body language is some way. So the guy saves her seat without you because the guy thought you weren't coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the guy has to make like some other space. So tell somebody to fuck off, and then, you know, I get to sit there. Now, after that, it's just really been me knowing that, oh, she
has a boyfriend. That was 2015.
Yeah, that was. So fast forward to 2018.
Mm.
I was asked to come and perform a poem at their wedding. That's, you know, just me thinking.
2018.
Yeah, so fast forward 3 years later, well, she asked me to come and perform a poem at a wedding.
And
I was like, yeah, I did, actually.
So bring it back to 2020, because you said you thought about it.
It doesn't make sense, because I don't know how I'll think about that, because, you know, like random thoughts. Just I've just been like thinking. Yeah, and there are other ones, right? There are other, like, thoughts that
you think about lots of things. Like,
really? You guys do that?
Yeah.
Like, my whole week has been, I've not thought about what productivity is like for me this week. I've not even think about that. I know that my mind is there somewhere. Like, I was trying to... Did you write dreams down and all that shit?
I used to, like, bathtub.
So, you write things down?
Sometimes before I wake up from my bed, I even forget a dream.
Okay. Anyway, guys, on your shit. We've had a good time. We know the things we will be doing for 2020. We know the things we will definitely not be doing for 2020. What about you? Let us know in the comment section. We really want to hear from you.
Guys, see you next week.
See you next week, Charlie. Bye.
Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.